from London, and she had post-traumatic stress disorder, and her name is Chev. So Chev, tell us about this when you were a young girl, when you were young in your home. What was going on? What was happening to you?
There was a lot of abuse in my home in my early childhood, and I began to turn inwardly. I began to feel really depressed and hopeless, and I really felt a sense, just a darkness really overshadowing me.
When did you start? What? How old were you when you started feeling this?
Well, to be honest, I don't think there was a time when I didn't feel this,
Okay.
but I think I was very much began to sort of be more aware of it. Probably at the age of 8 or 9, I knew that, I was depressed, I was under, really, I wasn't a happy child.
So, what was it like when you were about 14 or 15 as a young girl growing up in London?
Well, my early teens were pretty much terrible. I mean, my this kind of depression began to increase really, which turned into a lot of aggression as well. A sense of feeling like no one could understand me. A sense of feeling such.
Did you have any kind of
Darkness.
rage or anger stuff going on?
Yeah, a lot of rage and
Okay,
anger, and
very common.
I was into at one point I was having a lot of fights, arguments, and just violent behavior. I would smash things, I would throw things. It was just, just a terrible. In fact, I would say my anger problem was out of control
Right.
at that stage. Yeah, very much out of control.
And did you try and isolate at all? Was that going on? What did that happen to you? Where you felt kind of paralyzed, you didn't want to do anything, you wanted to stay in your room and put the curtains down.
Yeah, I mean, there were several days, I mean, where it was so difficult to even get out of bed. If extreme sense of depression, which also led me to feel suicidal as well. And
So you had
that,
suicidal thoughts?
yeah, I mean, that was, I mean, extreme, in the extreme sense of suicidal thoughts, whereby I, pretty much got to the brink of attempting to commit suicide, and it was something that would plague me day in and day out. So it wasn't just a one sort of a one shot thing. It was something very
It was
very
ongoing.
real and very on, yeah, continuous.
Did you
yeah
actually try? Did you actually get to a point where you did anything?
yeah I mean, there was one particular time at the hostel that I was staying at. I Because it was about 3 floors up, and for some reason there was no pretty much lock on the window, and I opened it, and just hearing all these voices telling me just to jump from my
Wow.
window, and that there was no reason for me to live. Nobody loved me. I didn't have any purpose or fulfillment in life, or I was a nobody. Just jump.
So suicide was definitely a part of your life. And then
Oh, yeah.
anxiety, panic attacks, did you go through any of that?
Yeah, tremendous anxiety, panic. I mean, there would be times I would just have panic attacks for no, pretty much no given reason. I would just start having an attack, and that happened, over years, really. I didn't know at first what was happening. I couldn't breathe and different things. But yeah, that would be something that happened over time as well, the panic attacks and tremendous anxiety.
And then some really good news at 18, Jesus found you. You found
Yeah,
Jesus, right?
sure,
And you gave your
exactly.
life to Jesus at 18, right?
Yeah,
And
exactly.
then it was wonderful because the suicidal stuff stopped, but some of the other stuff continued.
Yeah, exactly. So the edge was taken off, really,
Yes,
'cause, but I
yes.
still actually suffered with depression, with hopelessness, with low self-esteem, And that was something that inwardly was still plaguing me, even though I had this newfound hope
Right.
in Christ.
And that, by the way, is very typical for Christians. That's typical. And again, again, all credit to Jesus because he got you the truth. See, Jesus said the truth will set you free. And when I met you, I knew I would jump right into the finished work of Jesus. I knew that was a key for you, that this work had already been done, that Jesus had already set you free. And you latched onto that quicker than anybody I've ever dealt with, by the way. You latched onto that right away, and you said things like, I'm not sure I heard that recently, or whatever you said about that, but you latched you immediately grabbed onto that, and I do believe that propelled you into freedom, because the truth, you found out the truth about Jesus, you gave him your life, he's your Lord and Savior, and he wanted to set you free from your past. From this depression, PTSD, and all the anxiety, panic attacks, suicidal thoughts, and he, see the truth. And the great thing about your testimony is that you latched onto truth, and that truth sets you free. Isn't that something? Is that what happened? Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. As soon as, I mean, as you know, I was crying out to the Lord, asking the Lord to deliver me. I mean, and I was spending long periods of time asking the Lord to deliver me, deliver me. And then you come along, I speak with you, and it suddenly dawned on me, the truth that I was, that I was already free, that the Lord had already set me free in the finished work of Christ.
Right.
And I guess as well, I was just so desperate because, and I had been desperately seeking and desperately, as anyone that has experienced this kind of oppression and depression and just being so tired of this cycle, and just wanting so badly to be free. And so as soon as, I heard this great news, I literally just, took it upon myself, and I just held on to, cleaved on to it with all that I had and
You
believed
did.
it.
You
And
definitely did that, and it was very quickly. Within a couple of weeks, you came right out. But again, for people listening, this is part of the sadness about this story, is that people cry out and cry out for God to deliver them, and they don't understand the truth of the New Testament. And God, Jesus pines for these people, and he wants people to tell the person, look, that's the part of the finished work. I've done this for them. And then once you have to renew your mind, right? You go, yes, I see it. I have been set free from this thing. Then you can resist the devil because you're now submitted to God. You can then resist the devil. And Chev, you can back this up. James 4:7 said they will flee. Did they flee? So thank you, Jesus. We just thank you for this great testimony. And we know that Revelation 12:11 says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And anybody listen to this, it's a wonderful testimony. We might do it again, maybe make it a bit longer. But we thank you, Chev, for this testimony. And we just give you all the glory, Father, through the finished work of your Son. We just thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for this young lady.